All right, I got my socials done. We have filtered water now, which is super dope. We have shark coochie, and holy shit, we're getting married.
We have a license to fuck.
Oh, welcome back to the podcast and to the radio show. If you are watching the VOD, this is a podcast and also a radio show. And if you're listening to the radio show or the podcast, you didn't hear shit, so it's fine. But thank you for watching the VOD, and let's get this started, shall we? I need to actually make my first shark coochie sandwich, though. Because I've been working this whole time, and you've already had a shark coochie sandwich.
Because I've had two.
You motherfucker.
Hey, I only use one cracker.
It's a sandwich.
You're only supposed to use one cracker.
It's a sandwich. I'm sorry. It's a sandwich.
He only wanted me to open one of the packs of crackers.
I did.
This asshole's going to be using two crackers per thing.
Well, hey, look. You opened the two crackers, so...
I'm glad I opened the two crackers.
Not a mukbang.
Don't die.
I'm not dying. I just wanted to inform the people that this is not that kind of stream. Defeat and ghosts. Nobody's asking. WELT. My name's Austin. This is Scotty.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Can't do that.
Nope.
We had rehearsal.
We had rehearsal today, so his voice is gone.
It is. But oh my god, we're getting married.
We are getting married.
And oh my god, our band sounds really good.
We do. Like, I was very impressed with how everything came together today.
Yeah, like...
because this was our last rehearsal before our wedding show,
mm-hmm.
which will be this Saturday.
Yeah, in 2 days. Like, holy shit. If you're listening, if you're listening to the podcast, it's tomorrow. So if you're around, if you're near Angola and you want a free rock show, come up to the Eclectic Room. Doors open at 6:30, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have our boys, we were going to have our boys and ghosts. I'm sure if you're familiar with the podcast, if you're familiar with the radio show, or if you're familiar with us and our band and, you know, the wedding show that we have going on this Saturday of June 12th at the Eclectic Room for free, might I add, then you'll know that Ghosts was originally supposed to headline. They were part of the original idea of our rock show wedding. And then, of course, we couldn't leave out our boys and the Kickbacks and Haze and Soul. They have been super kind and super supportive of us. So we are very, very grateful for them, because they've both of them kind of have really kind of mentored us in one aspect or another. And so it's super cool to, you know, finally join them.
Right.
You know,
I am super excited for this show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
It'll be a day to remember.
I wish it was a day to remember.
I wish we had a day to remember.
that would be dope. We would get so much exposure. It would actually pay off.
Right? But we couldn't afford it.
No, not at all. We could barely afford Ghosts, but we were about to.
Yeah.
So, not that we're glad that they dropped off. Like, we're heartbroken that they couldn't end up playing.
We're heartbroken that Ava Under Fire dropped off.
Indeed, yeah.
We're making do,
but it's honestly, even though, you know, it's not going to be as grand as we originally planned it,
I think we have a hell of a headlining set.
It's still going to be such a fun night. Like, everybody's super excited. Everyone who's just attending the show part of it is super excited. I feel weird knowing that this is my doing, you know? Like, I'm always super excited about shows and, you know, seeing bands on, oh, man, it's going to be such a good night, you know, especially even, you know, special occasion shows. Oh, man, it's going to be such a good night. But, like, this is for us. And I still have that feeling of, oh, man, this is going to be super cool. We're going to, you know, see the Kickbacks. Like, we both constantly forget that we're actually getting married, and we forget the severity of the fact that, yeah, we're bringing the law into our relationship so that if we ever separate, God forbid, then, like, we have to go through extra steps to separate. Like,
it's more so that if one of us goes early...
That too.
Like, we don't have to deal with probate.
I mean, I guess that too. But, you know, whatever. But anyway, welcome to the show. Sorry for missing last week. The past week has apparently been hell for Austin and Greg, Scotty's mental health and also physical health. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. We'll talk about our wedding, because of course we will. We'll talk about shows coming back. We'll talk about so many things. And I'm super excited to talk about these guys because they have a new album coming out. They just signed to Better Noise Music, which, if you don't know, also signed Ava Under Fire, also signed Five Finger Death Punch, also signed, you know, basically all of the big, heavy, like, radio hitters that are out there that are, like, you know, big. You know, so they're basically on top of the world as far as like record companies go. And so I'm super excited to see how these guys' career pans out. I hope it pans out better than how Better Noise treated Diamante. We'll talk about her later. And we'll just get going. This is Casanova by The Funeral Portrait. We'll be right back.
Pieces, Fire Sky, our friends from Essex. Such an incredible band.
They're about to play their first show here in a few weeks.
Their first show back since the
before times. Oh, yeah, first
show
back, yeah. Since the, you know, before times. Like, everyone's playing their
first
show.
They're playing Metal to the Masses again.
Yeah, that's their first show, is, you know, the finally playing that last slot on Metal for the Masses. Like, this last year has been rough.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's been super rough, which, speaking of super rough, since a lot of people are going back to shows, and especially since festivals are happening, this past weekend there was a big Battle of the Bands thing that happened down in Kentucky. One of the bands, their guitarist ended up collapsing on stage, so shout out to Randy from, I want to say it's Le Masters, it could be wrong, could be Les, like Les Paul, but huge shout out and condolences to... that band, it's Le Masters band, and their guitarist and their family, because he did unfortunately pass away, which is kind of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, I was like...
It's definitely bittersweet.
It was definitely bittersweet, because, I mean...
He passed away doing something that he loved.
Exactly, like, it's unfortunate that he passed away. We think, I mean, we don't know, when it's not our business to, you know, investigate, but... like, we think it might be just because, you know, heat and alcohol don't mix very well, especially when, you know, age is a, you know, a thing. So, you know, our hearts and love and all, everything, you know, whatever you do, go out to him and his family. And then also a reminder, with concerts and especially festivals, because festivals are coming back, like, they are happening this year. So with all of that, keep in mind, hydrate yourself. Alcohol is fantastic. Save it for later in the night. Don't drink, like, I recommend not drinking during the day, especially like at a festival. If you're gonna drink at all, you know, maybe like
wait
one at the beginning.
Sun goes down.
Wait until it gets cooler. You know, wait until it's no longer, you know, like a problem. Because alcohol poisoning is a thing. Like, when we saw Metallica,
I had a guy collapse on me before the show even started.
Yeah. Volbeat hadn't got on stage yet, and like the dude, like, I think that was all he was drinking was alcohol.
Yep.
If I remember right. So, like, please take care of yourselves, like, bands and fans, like, take care of yourself. It is unfortunate. And speaking of taking care of yourself, oh boy, did we have a week.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got the second dose of my vaccine. So, you know, I am fully chipped and ready to reap the souls that displease me. I'm not actually ready to do the reaping yet, but I am fully chipped. So, side note, not a chip. It's, you know, it's a vaccine, and it is not magnetic, by the way. There are no magnetic properties. If you look at the ingredients list, over half the shit that's in the vaccine goes in your food. Okay? Like, obviously, the vaccine doesn't go in your food.
Oh.
Please don't take it out of context.
There's shit in the vaccine that occurs naturally in food. Like, do you know what's in an apple? Formaldehyde.
Is it really?
Yes.
That I didn't know.
And cyanide.
Sweet tooth suicide?
No.
Oh. But we'll talk about them later.
Right. But no, like, the dose makes the poison.
Interesting.
But there is both formaldehyde and cyanide in apples.
Yeah. So, like, just do your research before, you know, spouting bullshit on Facebook. Thank you. So that night was kind of eh. Thursday was definitely rough. I was, like, super sore. I'm talking about me, okay? So that should tell you. So yeah, Thursday was, you know, Thursday was rough. I still was able to, you know, go to work and manage to do most of my job. But I was also definitely like, hoo boy. And then I got home and I slept and then I woke up and I was spouting sweat. You know how when your body just does like a waterfall of sweat from every like orifice ever? That was me Thursday around like 5 o'clock. I was creating sweat. Like it was ridiculous. I was dehydrating myself. But you know, and then I woke up Friday morning and I was fit as fiddle. And like now my arm's not even sore.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I forgot that my arm was sore yesterday. But that's just me. Let's talk about the real reason why we missed a week.
Thursday.
Well, no, it started Saturday.
Oh, it started Saturday. I get migraines. That's just a fact of life. Saturday, I had probably one of the worst migraines I've ever had. It put me completely out of commission. The most painful thing I have ever experienced.
Saturday being not this past Saturday, like not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before.
Yes, the Saturday before. Thursday, I had another one. So bad that I couldn't physically call off work myself. Austin had to call off for me. Friday, I get another one. I managed to call off work again, and we made the decision that I'm going to the hospital. Get to the hospital, they do all the tests, the blood work, the CT scan, the MRI, the whole nine yards. And I have a tumor in my brain that is excreting a hormone and exerting pressure in parts of my brain. So, yeah. We're hoping that this medicine that they have me on now is going to reduce the size of the tumor without, you know, needing surgery to take care of it. But, yeah, so that's...
And let's talk a little bit more about the tumor, too, because, like, you know, you hear tumor, you think cancer, and yes, that is pretty much correct. What was interesting about this tumor is that it's not really like other tumors, because most tumors, which we learned on Saturday, most tumors, they kind of bleed out into, like, the cell that they're in, and that's how they get bigger, and that's also how that, you know, that cancer cell attacks you. Your tumor is interesting because it's basically kind of been there for, like, a while.
Yeah, it looked like it had been growing with me.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that I've had it my entire life.
Very possible. I mean, I feel like, because, I mean, you also have, like, severe scoliosis and everything. You've had corrective surgery. So I feel like they might have, I don't know much about medical, you know, scans and whatnot. So,
well,
like,
my migraines started in early adolescence.
Oh, so this was way after your back surgery then, right?
I was 11 when I had my back surgery.
Okay, so then
around the same time.
Okay,
but
so then, yeah, they probably wouldn't have seen it even if they did scan your brain.
No.
So yeah, and so we found out about the tumor like what, 3 years ago?
It makes sense that you know, it affected me the way that it did, mm-hmm. and has grown with me since early adolescence because it's on my pituitary gland, which is the gland that controls puberty.
Yeah, you don't grow beard very well.
No, which it's very possible because the tumor is excreting a hormone that causes women to lactate.
That's right. I forgot about that part,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's called prolactin. I have a prolactinoma in my brain.
Yeah. So, but, and that was the interesting part, and that's kind of like it's a blessing of sorts because, you know, it's not like a regular, like, cancer tumor.
Right. It is benign. It is not malignant. Like, yeah. This tumor will not kill me.
Correct. So, like, and we were fully expecting, like, that this tumor had suddenly, like a volcano had just suddenly become reactive, you know?
It had grown since we first found out about it.
But that was because of the hormone.
Right.
Because it grows from the hormone, and it also, because, like, your body also, like, makes that hormone, right?
Right. The way the tumor works, it makes my body create more of the hormone than I should have, and then it uses that hormone to grow.
Yeah. So it's essentially like, we described it as like, he's just kind of chilling, coexisting with you, mm-hmm. but also at the same time, like, that hormone makes him grow, and you're done growing.
Yes.
Like, so, But he's still growing. Right. So we named him Tim. He's a new member of the band, and he's kind of a prick. So hopefully this medicine that that we'll be starting you on is will make him less of a prick.
Yeah. Stay humble, Tim.
Stay humble, Tim. That is a reference that nobody will get except us.
Nobody's asking.
Hey. But anyway, so yeah, let's get back to the music. Excuse me. This next band, their album, they had an Indiegogo. And I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there. I know it was reached before I put my payment in, but I just want to say that on paper, it's going to say that I put them over because I finally was able to get my bid in. They surpassed their goal by 10%. So they had 110% completion on their crowdfunding goal for their record, which means they can do all of the things that they want to do. As far as like releasing the record, all the media, music videos, advertisement, I'm sure for shows and for the album itself. So big ups to them. This album comes out, I think June 18th. I think it comes out either the week after our wedding or the week after that. But we're super excited. The album is called Black Sky Sunrise. This song is on it. It's called Monster and the band is called Crashing Atlas. We'll be right back. Every second from Ashes to New, featuring Ava Under Fire. It was a little kind of rehash of one of From Ashes to New's old songs, and they the label put them together with Ava Under Fire to do it. And I honestly, like, I love From Ashes to New, and I love their older stuff. I think they definitely you know, scratched the itch, because a lot of fans have been like, can you, you know, when are you going to do, are you going to do any more of your older songs, like re-record them, you know, with you on them, which is not really in the band's plan, and I get that. You know, everyone just wants to move forward, but, you know, record labels also, you know, they want to, you know, make sure that trends are being followed. And, you know, when you're a band like From Ashes to New, who already had a following prior and was growing, and then suddenly all but two of that band's is no longer in the picture, one of which being, you know, your main clean vocalist, then yeah, it's gonna be interesting. But I liked the new song. I liked the new version of the song better with Danny's vocals on it. I freaked out because, you know, we love Ava Under Fire and we're friends with them, so it was cool because, you know, we have a friend that's on, you know, that not only are they on a major label, but they got to do a song with a band that I already love. So it was super cool that, like, you know, it was like one of the super proud moments because, you know, Ava's from our extended area, and they got to do something, you know, with a big band and, you know, everything like
right.
that.
Right. They're one of the few bands that I can say I saw before they got signed.
I did not. I saw them after they
got
signed.
And they deserved it so much.
They really did. Like, I mean, their work ethic was great. I mean, their dedication to the band itself and, you know, trying to market themselves as a label would market a band, like, which is one of the very few reasons that anybody really needs a label anymore.
Yeah, and that's something that we're trying to do as well.
Yeah, like, you know, we're trying, yeah, definitely trying to, you know, get that situated. But the problem is I don't trust Facebook for shit. So, and that worked out for them. Like, A, they make quality recordings, and that's something that we can, you know, step up on. But yeah, it was advertisement. That's what really got them out there, is advertisement. Yep. And no, you know, and learning how to advertise your band, not only to your local area, but outside, you know. And also, if you ever go see them, which I highly recommend, they're going to be up at the Music Factory, I think, in July, maybe August. You know, check their date, check their page, obviously, for, you know, all the information on that. But they're going to be at the Music Factory with Adelita's Way. So ask them the unique way that they got Better Noise's attention, because it is a great story.
I don't think I've heard that story.
I'll tell you like once we kind of break out from the radio part of it, because we are at the end of the hour. But yeah, like I said, you know, super proud of Ava Under Fire. I was geeked when I saw that they were doing this collaboration. So, and like I said, that was Every Second from Ashes to New, with the new vocalist Danny Case on vocals. From Ashes to New, they've been releasing snippets of the live stream concert that they did a while ago. They're not planning on actually releasing it as a record, because somebody did ask that in the meet and greet, and that's when we learned that their deal with their record label is they get 20% of, you know, all music sales, Better Noise gets 80. And yeah, and it's just one of those sad, unfortunate realities that you know is happening, but when you put the real number to it, you still are just like, whoa.
Yeah, we've made $30 from our music. Could you imagine only getting 20% of $30?
I'd rather not. Like, ooh, $2. If even.
Yeah, 10% is $3. So we would have made $6.
Yeah. So we would have made $3 each.
Yeah.
For our work, yeah. Mind you, because we didn't, because, you know, if a label was, you know, taking.
That's not counting our CD sales. That's just our streams.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that. But I mean, and CD sales count too, don't they? Like for that split? Or yeah. Is that, okay. I wasn't sure if that was, you know.
T-shirts from bands.
Please. Buy T-shirts, wristbands, whatever.
The markup is ridiculous, but it covers the cost. You're getting a quality product, and that money goes to the band. The label does not see any of that.
Correct.
If you buy a CD, the label's taking 80%.
Yeah. But, I mean, and even still, like, if you buy a CD from a band, go see them and buy it. Because, like, those CDs have already been purchased. So that money goes back to the band. So, you know, you kind of, it's a weird thing to work around. If you're seeing an independent band, fucking buy something. Just buy something. Like,
yes.
That will help get them to the next show. And also, if you like the band enough, just give them $100 with no context. Just slap it on their table and walk away. We've done that.
I don't think it was 100.
No, it wasn't. Like, we've spent 100 on them on various nights, but
yeah. Multiple times.
Oh yeah,
on the same band.
Yep.
On the same tour.
We loving ghosts. I don't know if anybody knows. But anyway, like I said, we are at the end of the hour. Thank you so much for joining in. If you are unfamiliar, we are called Nobody's Asking. If you're unfamiliar about the station you're on, it's not a rock station, it's a community station. There is a lot to do on WELT, and we highly recommend that you do them. Like, check them out. It's WELTFM.org. If you're, you know, catching us on, if you're catching us on WELTFM.org, or you just so happen to stumble upon us on TuneIn, you know, WELTFM.org, like I said, has a calendar, has all of the shows, and it has the previous 2 weeks of broadcasts. So if you go on after the show today, it'll have this broadcast, and it will have the repeat of the week before's broadcast, because we missed a week. Sorry, we were both dying or something. I don't know. Like... Last
yeah,
week was
pretty
rough.
Much.
Last week was rough, and like I'm like I hate like it's like this set I recorded for last week. It's just we never got a chance to sit down and actually, you know, do it. Like, what were we doing? We were in Angola on Sunday because we were gonna try and save our catering bit, but that we'll talk about next hour. Anyway, taking us out of the hour, like I said, WELTFM.org for all the information about WELT and also to listen to some of the other programs that are on here, which I highly recommend checking out. You will get an eclectic cast of characters from this radio station, and I love them all. And then, of course, you have us. We just kind of sit here and we just kind of, you know, say words and pray to God that they make sense. And then if you listen to the podcast, we're going to cut to our ad break. Thank you, Anchor, for providing that, because Anchor has been super helpful for our podcasting stuff. If you're listening to the radio show, you're going to hear some PSAs. You'll hear some PSAs about some of the programs on here. And then we'll all come back and... oh, shoot. It's the Willie Nelson Toby Keith song. We'll all come down to the local saloon, I think, or whatever. Whiskey.
I have no idea.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses, I think, is the song. It is a catchy tune, and it's also Willie Nelson. So, like, you can't go wrong there. Toby Keith's pretty dope. He's also definitely, you know, he's definitely a weed guy. Because he released a weed song on 420. Like, he is obnoxiously a weed guy. And he takes after his grandfather, Willie Nelson. He's not his real grandfather, but he's his grandfather. Anyway, taking us out of the hour, like I said, we'll be right back. This is a band that I heard of on satellite radio. Apparently, she got her start from TikTok. And this is one hell of a track. This is a song called Are You Tired by Rosé. We'll be right back. Halo, brand new song by Otherwise. Nobody's Asking, welcome back to the show on WELTFM.org. And I was gonna say something, but
I forgot. Or on the airwaves at 95.7 FM.
Yeah, yeah. If you're listening in your car, shout out for being in the Fort Wayne area. Fort Wayne's dope until it's not. Says every person from every city ever.
Yeah, every person from every city ever says Fort Wayne's dope until it's not.
Yeah, exactly. See? Yeah, see?
It's... I'm from Dayton, and I say that.
Yeah, see? Exactly. Look, look. See?
Scotty's on it.
Scotty's Gotti. Anyway, I don't know. don't ask. What was I going to talk about in the next hour that I said in the previous hour? Because I forget.
Catering.
Oh, yeah. There's that.
And then I have my Reddit bit.
You have your Reddit bit. So, anyone who's been following our wedding knows that there has been a lot of things that have changed. We finally got a drummer and a bassist on board to play not only our wedding show, but to play further shows with us. He goes back to work the next day and discovers that apparently everybody's got... June 12th off, so if they're not at the wedding, I'm gonna be hitting up that employment and be like, look, you took our bassist from us and you didn't even show up.
Drummer.
You took our drummer from us and you didn't even show up. The fuck's up? What I'm actually gonna do is I'm gonna have a good ass time at my wedding. But so we had to reach out again. Our boys, Lake and Drew, reached out to us, and we were a little hesitant, and they know this, because we weren't so much hesitant with Lake, but it was also just more of a, holy crap, like, this is really close to the wedding date, and we only have a certain amount of, you know, rehearsals to do, so, like, this is gonna be cutting it real close. But we also, we auditioned Drew way back when you first moved here, so that we could get the live bit going. And then that didn't really work out for us. And then nobody else really, you know, talked to us. And then the world shut down. So we just focused all our attention on the record. And so now we're playing our first show. And, you know, Drew and Lake were like, we're in. We're absolutely in. I was like, that's going to be our best bet. We're going to have to pray. And I don't remember praying. But we just had our last rehearsal today. And...
We made it through the set three times.
If our last playthrough of the set was what we ended up playing, like if that's how that ended up, minus the part where you think I can't change fast enough, which is a theory that I'll test out after the show, I would not be upset. Like if that was the show that we had played, I wouldn't be upset.
Same.
Like it's one of those things where you're like, man, not only do they have to learn almost an hour's worth of music and also learn how we're running the show, because, you know, we have a couple stops and whatnot where, you know, I do like some intro speeches. Allie kicks the wall because she's obnoxious and thinks that we don't love her, but we do love her. And, you know, she can chill out. Just chill out. It's okay. We love you, but we're busy. It's what we do. You know we love you. We cuddle you all the time. We pick you up, put you down, spring a little salt on you. Get it off me. I can't wait to see her. Anyway. But yeah, like, they picked up on, I think, what, 45 minutes of music?
Yeah.
In the span of, what,
five weeks?
Practices? Like, how many total? We did one, two. We did the two last week, and then...
Five.
Yeah, so five...
four practices and one rehearsal.
Yeah. And, like we're show ready. And neither of us were expecting that. We were like... if you've been listening to the show, we were just like, we're gonna do something. Like, we're actually show ready, and I'm not upset. And I'm the live show guy. Anyone who knows, like, I mean, I go to concerts, and anyone who knows me and has heard me talk about, you know, what I want to do with my music, they know that the live show is what I am most passionate about. Obviously, I put everything into the songs that I write, but when I'm writing those songs and when I'm recording those songs, I'm recording them thinking, how is this going to translate live? What am I going to do to not only, you know, play this song, hoping that people like it, but make that performance of that song something more special than what they already like on the record. Because that's my goal for, you know, every show. And sometimes you can't do it with every song. It's, you know, the collection of everything. And so I'm sitting here, I'm listening in, letting them practice, I'm letting them get the hang of it. And then suddenly they just had the hang of it. And I was like, is that how that works? Like, is that just how that works? Like, I don't get it. And we had, you know, today we had our last, you know, get together. We did the set 3 times all the way through.
Including a song that we added last week that we had not had a chance to practice.
And it worked. Like, we're gonna play our first show and we're gonna be as good as I was hoping we would be. Like, I don't, like, and, you know, I went live during a couple of our songs, and listening to it on our way home, I was like, yeah, no, that's how I want us to sound. Blows my mind. In a great way. Like, I mean, I'm super happy with how it turned out. I'm super proud of the Lake and Drew. And, yeah, I'm super proud of us. And, like, June 12th is going to be fun. Like, this coming Saturday, we're doing our wedding. It is open to the public for free. I'm not going to make you watch. I'm not going to make you pay to see me get married, like, in any sense whatsoever. And then we're going to play a rock show, and we're going to have a good time. And, like, everything just came together. Like, how? Like, this doesn't happen. Excuse me. Sorry, I had to take a drink. I was getting a little dry. But, so yeah, we're super excited, and it's gonna be a good night, and I'm actually confident in that.
Yeah, and then, we had our catering fall through.
Yeah, that was the other thing that I wanted to talk about, our catering. Yeah, so 2 years ago, we went to one of his friends' weddings, and it was super dope. We had a lot of fun. He's a chef. So, we had already been engaged. And so he was like, hey, you know, I want to cater your wedding. We were like, okay. I mean, back then we had no idea when we were going to do it. We weren't even living together at the time. So it was like, let us move in together first. And then, you know, and then, like, as after we, you know, got engaged and everything, you know, the whole wedding show bit became a thing. And so we were like, well, now we have to get that ready. And so we finally got that ready, and, you know, now here we are. But anyway, you know, at the time, it was beyond unplanned. It was beyond, you know, uncertain about everything. But we had our caterer. So we finally get the wedding put together. And, you know, we announced the show. We announced, you know, the event and everything. And so a month ago, you reach out to your friend who demanded to cater our wedding.
Completely ghosted us.
Yeah. He left you on read, too, didn't he?
Yep.
Like, and he still posts to Facebook, too.
Yep.
So, we had no communication with him. He was not responding to any of the messages. He had seen him, or at least his phone says that he had seen him, so he at least opened them. Whether he actually read them or not, obviously, we can't really determine. So, we had to immediately be like, well,
we need last minute catering.
We need pizzas because that's about the best we're going to do. Because, like, I thought about, you know, just reaching out to my grandparents and be like, hey, so our caterer fell through. Is there any way we can do, like, I don't know, some, like, homemade pizzas or whatever? But I was like, I didn't want to do that because, you know, they're already like they're already not staying for most of it, so they're not going to actually see the ceremony just because, you know, we're going to get married at 9 o'clock at night. Like, you know, it's going to be super late, so I get that. Granted, it's only 10 minutes away, so I don't feel as bad because they don't have as far of a drive to get home. Holy crap. I think I'm good. but anyway, so my aunt is the one making our cakes because she does, she loves baking, but also she does booze cakes. So we're like, yeah, absolutely, you can do booze cakes, that's fine. So she's, you know, I tell her about the catering situation, and she texts, or she calls me and was like, well, we can't have that now, can we? So we actually have, like, a good menu for our wedding now.
Are you going to live?
Wedding's canceled. I died.
Damn it.
Well, I mean, it was almost you, so now it has to be me.
We just spent a fuck ton of money.
I know.
But for real, are you okay?
I think I'm fine. I honestly probably need a cough drop, but that's down in my car, and we're in the middle of this. So I'm going to have to just pray and hope that they make it. Which I should. I mean, we're on the second hour already. So, yeah. So now we are having, we're having barbecue beef and ham as, like, our mains. We're having scalloped potatoes, macaroni salad, some chips and dips and veggie, you know, platters and stuff like that. We're having a white cake, we're having a chocolate cake, and we're having a butter pecan moonshine pie. I am excited.
And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're going to have, like, various pops. The bar will be open. Like it's going
to
be run.
You need to quit saying that.
Pops?
The bar will be available.
Correct. The bar will be available. The bar is not open. Okay? I'm not paying that bill. Ain't nobody else paying that bill. If someone wants to pay that bill, by all means, reach out. You'll have a great time. We're not paying that bill. Neither of our families are paying that bill. Ain't one of our friends paying that bill. But if you want to pay that bill, reach out. We'll let you pay that bill. That is on you, my friend.
Yeah, so you need to start saying the bar is available, not is the bar will be open.
Correct.
Because that is available. A very different thing.
Available.
Cash bar.
Words.
Or credit card. I think they take both.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, they're a real venue. Like, their bar is built into them. As opposed to, like, you know, one of those, like, temporary setup bars. So, but yeah, we're super excited. Like I said, bar reveal available. It's, I mean, it's going to be run like a real rock show. It's just, right before we play, we're just going to kind of, you know, we're going to
give lovey-dovey speeches, sign some paperwork, and kiss.
Yep, pretty much. And then we're gonna play a rock show and pretend like we didn't just do that. I don't know. I might give you the eye and try to kiss you before you go into your solo for your singing alone.
No.
I don't know if I'll end up doing that though.
I wouldn't, because I need to focus.
That's fair.
Because there's that breakdown, and then I got to turn on my wah. And...
Oh yeah, that's right. Trying to be Kirk Hammett live.
No, I'm trying to be Zach Wilde.
Oh, well, that's also fair. That's more fair. What's also fair is that Shinedown's going on tour. What's not fair is that they're not coming to Fort Wayne or anywhere in Indiana. It's just unfortunate, but they announced a small string of dates. I'm sure they're going to announce more. I like the Vited. Keep an eye on them. They're about to announce some dates, and they're definitely going to be in the Midwest closer to the fall. Just want to throw that out there.
You might see a familiar name on one of those dates, maybe.
I hope so.
That would be awesome.
That would be super dope. I don't know if it's going to be, like, the ideal date, but I did let them know that, hey, because they were, you know, they're like, hey, we're going to announce more dates. And I was like, oh, super dope. Can't wait to get you, you know, in, you know, the Indiana area. And so they plan to be around us, he said, in October. No idea. No, you know, true date when. It's just that's the plan, so, you know, again, subject to change, you know. But I did say that, okay, like, you know, obviously, you know, if you're gonna be in Fort Wayne, we prefer Friday or Saturday, but, you know, Saturday, Sunday, sorry,
I can't do Fridays. Yeah, I work Fridays.
Yeah. And that's entirely my fault, because I got COVID, so he had to quarantine. So yeah, they're gonna be in the Midwest shortly around the fall, and hopefully they, if they do have a Saturday, Sunday show in our area, I'll be like, hey, I know it's not like the most ideal, but I also really want to play with you guys. Yeah, well, can we hop on that bill real quick? So hopefully that works out. But either way, I'm super excited, because that means I'm going to be seeing a Light Divided this year, and I cannot wait. Anyway, speaking of a Light Divided, that's not who we're talking about.
It was Shinedown.
It was Shinedown, because, like I said, they announced a string of dates. They're going to announce more. I don't think they're going to play this song, but it would be super dope if they did, because I've seen them play this song, and it's super awesome the all one time I've seen them. But the song is called Crying Out. We'll be right back.
You're fine, Silver Tongue, WELT. Welcome back to Nobody's Asking. If you're listening on the radio, you're not going to hear this next segment.
Yo.
If you would like to hear our weekly Reddit reading, say that five times fast.
Weekly Reddit reading, weekly Reddit reading, weekly Reddit reading, weekly Reddit reading.
Nope, you didn't get there.
I really didn't. I failed like either the first or second one, so I'm...
Yeah, it's fine. But if you would like to hear our weekly Reddit reading, you will have to tune in to the podcast version of the show. But yeah. For those of you that are watching live on Twitch or are listening to the podcast, let's do it.
Let's do it. Podcast, of course, comes out, if you're listening to the radio show, comes out tomorrow at noon. If you listen to the podcast, it comes out every day at noon. But if you're wondering, hey, what's this radio show bit? Well, we do a radio show every Thursday night from 9 to 11. That's actually what this podcast actually gets cut down, put into the radio show. And it's all, you know, synchronicity and harmony. It's beautiful and it's lovely. Isn't she? More song jokes. Take it away, Scotty!
From our favorite subreddit, r/AmITheAsshole. Today we have, Am I the Asshole for not telling him dinner is ready?
Alright.
My husband has an obsession with TikTok.
Rip.
He's 40, not 14.
Oh, no.
He takes his phone.
Oh, my God. Is it Jason Lee?
He takes his phone to the bathroom and will spend ages just mindlessly scrolling.
Oh, my God. It's Ben.
We have two young kids, and I think he just does it for some peace. But it means I'm constantly having to go and knock on the door. Are you okay? Are you going to be long? Will you come help with the tiny humans? It's a pain in the ass.
God, this person is me.
I was making a full roast dinner and saw him heading off upstairs. I said it'll be ready in 20 minutes, so don't be long. Set the table, finished cooking, plated it up, got the kids to the table, and just thought, I'm not going to seek him. This is ridiculous. I 100% wanted to see how long it would take him to come out on his own. 2 hours and 10 minutes. In that time, we had finished the meal, I had cleaned the kitchen and the floor, done the dishes, and done a load of laundry, and the kids were halfway through a film. He came down and yelled at me that I should have told him that the meal was ready. I told him I'm not his mother and it's not my job to go seek him. He stormed out saying he's not eating his meal now as roast dinners are rubbish heated in the microwave and this is all my fault and I'm the asshole.
No. Sorry. First of all, she did tell you when dinner was ready. She told you it was going to be ready in 20 minutes. Your ass sat up there on TikTok. That's your fault.
2 hours.
For 2 hours. First of all, why is your bathroom upstairs? Why don't you have a guest bathroom? I'm just saying, that's your fault. I'm just kidding. That's not how that works.
No,
but
not
also,
really.
If you're building a house and you have a two-story house and it's not like, you know, some like cramped shit, which I'm assuming this
every
probably
two-story
is.
House I've ever been in has had a bathroom on each floor.
Yeah. Like, you'll have a guest bathroom on the bottom floor. You'll have at least you'll have the full bathroom up top.
Sometimes you have a bathroom in the master bed.
Yeah. Like, for example, my dad's house, we had the guest bathroom on the bottom floor. Also on the bottom floor, beside the guest bathroom, is the master bedroom, which has an ensuite. And then upstairs, for the other three rooms, there's a bathroom up there.
I used to live in a double-wide trailer. We had two bathrooms.
You had two bathrooms and a double-wide?
There was a bathroom in the hallway, and then the master had an ensuite.
Fascinating. That is very fascinating, actually.
Yep.
but yeah, no. How are you going to yell at her when she told you that dinner was going to be ready in 20 minutes? Like, okay, even if you are going up to use the bathroom or whatever, like, I'm sorry? No? Like, so, no, I completely get her. Like,
yeah, and Reddit also agrees.
Oh, well, of course they do. That's also just an easy one. But, like, yeah, no. I'm sorry. Not my fault.
Also, I would like to point out here, your husband's 40 and on TikTok. You are presumably also around 40 and are on Reddit. You are no better than him.
Well, I mean, there is that, but I have more respect for somebody in on 40, like as somebody 40 years old on Reddit than I do 40 years old on TikTok.
That's, my mom's on TikTok.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we're on TikTok. Like, I can't.
By we, he means the band, and by the band, we mean him.
Yep, yeah, basically. Sorry.
It's rare that you see me in one of our TikToks.
Very rare.
Unless he candidly films me.
I don't think I've done that with our TikTok yet.
Yet.
But that is our weekly Reddit reading. If you are listening to the radio show and you weren't paying attention until just this moment, you missed the weekly Reddit reading because there was no weekly Reddit reading. You have to tune in tomorrow. Well, not really tune in, but check your favorite podcasting app for a podcast called Nobody's Asking, because that's what the show is called. And listen to the podcast. It is the extended, uncensored, mostly uncut version of the radio show. It doesn't have all the songs, but it does have all of the conversations that we cut out for the radio show, because, of course, we have to cut out for time. Podcast-wise, we can talk as long as we want to. We don't have really set... You just ate a cracker off the floor.
That was cheese.
You just ate cheese? That's worse. Things stick to cheese.
I blew it off.
That's not how that works. That's not how any of this works.
Don't judge me.
That commercial will never die, and I am okay with it. But anyway.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah, well... I mean, whatever, I guess. So check out the podcast tomorrow. Like I said, it's the uncensored, mostly uncut version. Obviously, we cut out like other stuff too, but
like when we're sitting here spouting random ideas about what to talk about next.
That too, or when, you know, I'm sitting here just, you know, kind of
hacking his lungs out.
Hacking, but I almost like burped my lungs out just now. Did you see it? or like at the very beginning when I'm, you know, trying to do all the socials.
If you want the most uncut version of this, check out the Twitch stream.
Yeah, we try to stream this every Sunday. Usually, like, we aim for around 7. Next week is going to be, not next week. All right, well, yeah, next week, next podcast is going to be a little, might not be on Sunday because I think I work second shift on that day. But moral of the story is follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/AustinWired7. You can actually join the podcast, essentially, live in our Twitch chat.
Yeah, we'll bring you in. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. We'll mention you on the podcast and the radio show, especially if you're contributing to the conversation, even better. Of course, if you're on Twitch and for whatever reason you stumbled across this VOD, come hang out live sometime. You know, click the notification button, all that stuff.
Yeah, for the regular Twitch viewers, this is not normal content for this channel. He's a Sims streamer primarily. Also, occasionally does some Knights of the Old Republic.
I did it once, and it was kind of one of those things where I did it once. I'll probably do it again, just because it's one of those games where you can replay it, because, you know, the story can differ drastically.
I am excited for the remaster.
Shame.
That's going to be one you'll want to stream.
Oh, God, yeah. We'll have to get a better graphics card for that, though.
Now is not the time to buy a graphics card.
I bet not.
They're selling for twice retail right now.
That's ridiculous.
For used graphics cards.
Well, why wouldn't we get a used graphics card?
Well, we almost bought a used graphics card.
That was a different situation.
Yeah, but... Yeah, a used graphics card is going for twice new retail.
Okay, so we get the retail one.
The retail ones are more. Graphics cards are like $600 right now. For the cheap ones.
I just gave up streaming. Oh.
But now that'll be a game we probably you'd probably have to stream from the Xbox. So we need to buy a new computer.
Got it.
It's another couple $1,000.
Oh, well, that's also fair. Anyway, so like I said, we did the weekly Reddit reading. Podcast comes out if you're listening to the radio show tomorrow. If you're listening to the podcast, it comes out every Friday, but we also do a radio show every Thursday night from 9 to 10. The breaks
9 to 11?
I did it, didn't I?
Yeah.
9 to 11. Those are the actual times. But yeah, we cut down the podcast just for content, and also we play music. So we do a whole bunch of things. And of course, like we were just talking about, you can come hang out with us on stream and you know, be a part of the podcast. So super dope. So we've been talking about this wedding, right? I don't know if you know, but...
What are we going to talk about next... Well, not next week. Next week, we'll talk about the wedding. But the week after, what are we going to talk about?
The wedding. And how much we love the wedding. We talked about this a couple episodes ago.
That's fair.
We're going to talk about the wedding leading up to the wedding. After the wedding, we're going to talk about how much fun we had at the wedding. And then we're just going to... What? I don't know. Something else, I think. I forget what exactly you said. Go back and listen to the podcast. You'll hear it. But anyway... So we're talking about this wedding, right? We're talking about how, you know, it's been like a hell of a...
Yep.
That. We go to do something and life is just like... Bah!
And so, that's our bumper.
No. I still like our other bumper. Oh. But yeah, we talk about doing something and life is just like, hey, no. And then we're just like, okay, I guess we'll figure it out. But what we have not had to figure out, though, is the next two bands that we're playing. We love these dudes so much. We're super happy that they were able to be on it. We're super happy that they didn't have to, you know, pull out from it for, you know, various reasons. And we're super stoked that, you know, we didn't get the big headliner that we wanted, but we get to play with friends that we love very, very dearly. And these guys have been some of the earliest supporters band-wise from our local scene. And so we're super excited that we could bring them in on not only a special occasion for Scotty and myself, but also a special occasion for the band as a whole. So we're going to do a local spotlight as the other bit that we do that. You know, we do the Reddit bit exclusively for the podcast. We do the local spotlight exclusively for the radio show. Not exactly, because I just can't play music on the podcast, but I can play music on the radio show because that's the point. So, local spotlight. Of course, we always spotlight local bands from in and around our local area. It's usually about a 2-hour radius drive time. And, you know, we've gotten to know quite a few bands. We fallen in love with a handful of them as well, just like we've fallen in love with these guys. They're opening our wedding June 12th for free. Well, they're not doing it for free, but the show is free. You can come see us all for free. And these guys are opening our show. So we figured might as well have them open the local spotlight this week. So yeah, come see them on Saturday. These guys are a band called Haze and Soul. This song is called King Crusher. We'll be right back. Got there. I promise I'm okay. Tonight, the Kickbacks. Well, not tonight, but tonight. By the Kickbacks. Like I said, going into the local spotlight, which we just came out of. Those two buys? I mean, all right, whatever, I guess. Those two... groups of guys.
Yeah, there's eight guys.
Yeah. Those two groupings of gentlemen are all going to be playing opening for us. Which is such a weird...
What are words and how do they work?
They're opening for us.
I know. We are headlining our very first show.
That doesn't make any lick of sense, but...
And we are the least experienced band on that stage.
Yeah. Like... Whew, like, buddy. But if you go to the To Breathe Again page and scroll back a little bit, you'll see a snippet of the rehearsal, and you'll see that we're actually super proud of it. But yeah, so that was the Kickbacks with their song Tonight. They're going to play that Saturday up at the Eclectic Room. The show is free. Doors open at 6:30. Haze and Soul takes the stage at 7. And it's going to be a great night of rock and roll music. We'll have the bar available. Not open. And then we'll get married at some point.
Before our set. After the Kickbacks.
That's the specific point. Yeah. That's the some point.
That is the point.
Yeah. No, that is the entire point,
that
actually.
That is the entire point.
It's the whole point.
The 15 minutes that we're going to be up there with our friend AJ, who's officiating for us.
Yep.
My brother's going to be up there. Your friend Tiffany's going to be up there.
Yep.
We're going to do some cheesiness. We're going to kiss. They're going to get off the stage, and then we're going to play a rock show.
Everybody's going to get off the stage. I think Alan will probably, like, introduce us, because, you know, Mid-American Entertainment is on board with the show as well. Shout out to our boy Alan, who agreed to come back up to Fort Wayne, because he now lives in Alabama. So, but he comes up here all the time. I mean, that dude never stops working, and dude is a gem.
He really is.
He is the diamond in the rough, if you will.
That man works harder than anybody in the music scene.
Yeah, in our music scene, for sure. So, but yeah, like I said, that was a local spotlight. The two bands that we get to play with at our first show, fucking got there. we need to make sure that that's our thing before, like, when we do the, you know, thing, which we didn't talk about today with the band, but that's fine. Anyway, so yeah, it's Saturday. Well, it's Thursday, but it's Saturday. If you're listening to the podcast on Friday, it's tomorrow. If you're listening to the podcast on Saturday, it's today. If you're listening to the podcast Sunday onward, you missed it. So, I'm sorry. Yeah.
We're getting married.
We're getting married. And we're playing our first show at basically at the same time. So, it's been a trip, and it's going to be even more of a trip. But it's going to be a trip that, like, it's going to go well. I have, like, full faith now. Like, we fucking did it, man.
We got there.
We got there. Oh, boy. But no, we're super excited. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show for the past, like, basically since it became Nobody's Asking, or when it was Turn It Up Again, like, if you've been listening to the show this year, you know that this is all that we've been talking about. And so if you're still listening to the show, thank you for listening to the show. Because, again, this is all we've been talking about is, you know, mild rock news and our wedding. So there's that. Sidebar, fun fact. Did you know that Drake Bell just got hit with child porn charges?
No.
That's a thing that happened this past week. Last week at this point. Yeah. Yeah. Drake and Josh, you know, fans, you know, zone. Nickelodeon Dream Boy.
I need to get Kenway's input on this.
I have been holding off on getting Kenway's input on this, because he's a huge Drake Bell fan. Like...
His fiance got him a cameo from Drake Bell for his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, and that information came out last week. About this time... Well, yeah, I think about this time last week. So, and yeah, same, because our boy Kenway from In Ghosts, who we love very dearly, he was part of the beginning of the very beginning of the show tonight, with his ID that we were very, very grateful that he did for us. And so I'm just like, I want to, but I'm also nervous too. Like, I mean, I kind of know what he's going to say, but I also feel bad. Because, like I said, he's a huge Drake Bell fan. Like, you know, like we said, he got a cameo from him. Like, it's just, it's one of those moments where, like, because, if I were to find out that, like, you know, if that were to happen to, like, Brent or Eric from Shinedown, like, this is how, like, serious that is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a thing that happened last week.
It's been a hell of a week.
It really was a hell of a week last week. Like, you had to have been there. Just not with Drake Bell, please, because that would have been terribly. But, yeah, that's... if you wanted a Drake and Josh reunion, you're not getting it.
I don't think anybody wanted a Drake and Josh reunion.
Oh, I'm sure there are people wanted a Drake and Josh reunion. I would have been interested in a Drake and Josh reunion. I loved Drake and Josh.
I never watched it.
I did. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. But anyway, we are going to, now that we're all, you know,
weirded out,
weirded out in a great mood, we're going to go ahead and continue on with the show. This is a band called Holding Absence. This song is called In Circles and is on WELT. Ghost Town of Virtue. Cannot wait. I think they're stockpiling some show dates, just like a lot of people are. They also have a new record that they're either finishing or just finished not too long ago.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we're super excited. Love our of Virtue boys. Can't wait to see where they go from here.
Did you see Martyr from Madison has a new record about to come out?
They do, and I'm super excited. That's a Grand Rapids band that we got to see at the show that we don't mention.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see them again. We've only seen them the once, and you know, when we saw them, they were definitely a lot more on the kind of, you know, emo side a little bit. They released either a single or an EP after that was a little more lighthearted, I think. So I'm excited to see what they do next. Should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, shout out to Tom Supel and those guys.
Yeah, love them guys. They saved the show that we don't talk about.
Yeah.
They really did. And then, of course, in Ghost got up there. And, like, they had a bad night, but, I mean, it's in Ghost. Like, we love them, boys. That's also where you got your Gengar, your Ghost Gar shirt.
Yeah.
But we are at the end of the hour. Before Ghost Town,
and
you heard
the show.
Well, yeah, we're at the end of the show too. Before Ghost Town, you heard The Ghost of You. I didn't do that on purpose, I don't think, but I might have. I don't know. It was a while ago. If you remember, we didn't have a new show last week, so I'm working with last week's set because I didn't want to. I liked this week's set. Like, I liked the set. The set was a good set. The only thing I changed, I was originally going to draw out the local spotlight bit and have a spotlight on Haze and Soul last week, and then the Kickbacks this week, and then life happened and was like, nah, fuck you, and now we're here.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did them both. But yeah, other than that, I really loved the set, so I didn't want to let it go to waste. But for Ghost Town, Ghost of You, I'm gonna get this real wrong. Yuiga. Yuiga. Okay, dope.
I think. Or Yuiga.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I was like, I don't really want to try saying that. But yo, thank you so much for the follow. I don't know how long you've been in chat or how long you've been watching us, but we appreciate it, man. This is the podcast I do with my fiance / guitarist. And normally I do Sims content. So if you see me, you know, playing The Sims next time, that's what I mostly do. But we do the podcast and we just start live streaming it because we can. So, but what is up? Hi, how are you? You caught us right before we did the last set, or yeah, the last break.
We were in the middle of the last break.
Yeah, but welcome in. Thank you so much, like I said, for the follow. Much appreciated. So yeah, we're actually in. We're just about to finish up recording our podcast. So if you have any questions, of course, drop them in the chat. We'll answer them as soon as we do this last break. But anyway. If you are listening to the radio show, we're at the end of the hour or show. If you're listening to the podcast, funny, we're also at the end of the show. And if you're like our brand new friend on the Twitch stream, we're at the end of the show. I don't know why I went into all that, but thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for hanging out, popping in, doing whatever you do. It is much appreciated, and we love it. Taking us out tonight, a band that, well, fits the title. they're one of the first bands that started booking dates. Like, they were just as soon as they could, they just started booking dates for shows. And I can't wait to see them. Hopefully I'll see them soon, because they're playing up the Music Factory up in Battle Creek. And they're also playing with our friends in Ava Under Fire that we cannot wait to see. Ava Under Fire here in a couple weeks has a brand new song coming out, so keep an eye on that. And of course, we'll be playing the crap out of it on the radio show. Like I said, if you're listening to the podcast, we do a radio show. You hear all the music that we're talking about, and you hear the abbreviated version of this podcast called Nobody's Asking. Not that you were asking for it, but
actually you did.
But yeah,
but yes, the podcast and our radio show is called Nobody's Asking.
Yes. And we're super excited. So thank you, like I said, for listening. This has been Nobody's Asking on WELT. And taking us out of the show is a band by the name of Adelita's Way. And like I said, they fit this title because the title of this brand new song is called I Will Not Be Stopped. thank you so much for joining us, listening to us, whatever you do, and we will see you next week. Have a good one. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for listening to the Nobody's Asking podcast. You made it all the way to the end, which means you either forgot you were listening to it or you were, for some reason, entertained by this massive blob of something. But either way, I appreciate it. Anyway, so we record this while also live streaming it on Twitch. So sometimes there's bits and pieces that don't make either the radio show or the podcast. But they're also kind of funny. At least we think we're funny. That's really just what that is. But these next two pieces I thought were particularly interesting, which is probably the same thing as saying not at all interesting. But anyway, we just thought these were funny bits that didn't really get to go into the podcast because they were kind of between breaks and between, you know, our actual content. So anyyway, I figured, just throw it at the end, see if people like it. If you do like it, go ahead and hit us up on all the social medias. It's Nobody's Asking WELT on Facebook and Instagram, and Nobody Asked WELT on Twitter. And let us know what you think of the podcast, and I don't know, something, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, here's things that we thought were funny. Drake from Drake and Josh just got hit with child pornography. Here's the next song. Let's go. For your rock and roll weekend. I gotta stop stealing their jokes.
Whose jokes?
Take a wild guess.
Oh. Yeah, you need your own jokes.
I am not funny by myself. I am only funny when I replicate my favorite media people. Like, you know, how we're going to see Eliza Schlesinger in like a month. Just a fucking animal. It's a meat sandwich.
Man's gone all KFC over here.
If it works for KFC, it works for me.
Unintentional rhyme.
Actually, if it's free, it's for me.
That's an anchor plug.
Not safe for work, barely safe for you.
That's a Jason Lee and Cluck.
Sometimes feel human emotion, I like to drink my own hair.
That's Eliza Schlesinger. I can't say her last name to save my life.
Schlesinger.
Schlesinger?
Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
Yeah.
Schlesinger.
There you go.
Schlesinger.
Your life is saved, my friend.
Schlesinger.
There you go.
There we go. Okay.
You can continue living, man.
Got there.
One, two, three.
Got there. Wait, on three or after three?
Fuck it, just do it.
Pitch perfect.
Oh, take what you want from me. To breathe again. It's breathebad.com. This bit has to be like a bonus track, like at the tail end of the podcast now. Like, I'm saying that to remind editing me, hey, that's what needs to happen. Don't mind me as I just slam water against the back of my throat.
It's not the worst thing you do, slamming against the back of your throat.
I don't slam shit against the back of my throat.
I know, it's disappointing.
Well, sorry, I'm not into shit. Not used to having
anyway.
I'm used to having a ring on. Anyway.
Well, you would be had you not lost your other one.
It is somewhere in this general vicinity. I know it. I fucking know it, man.
He lost his engagement ring.
I'm not crazy.
So he's wearing his wedding ring.
Look, I mean, I will definitely put it back in the box. I should have just said put it back in. Left it at that. Anyway, thanks for listening to the bonus part of the podcast. We're going to go back to the radio show now. And scene. Holy shit. I think I'm okay. I don't know how people just gargle. It's weird. Let me massage my throat real quick.
Take your time.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go ahead and grab some ibuprofen. Cause it's starting to feel like it's going and just kind of pressing.
Yeah.
Cause I've used my voice a lot today. Yeah, because we got our suits today. That was a thing.
That's totally unrelated to what you were just talking about.
But the point is, I've been up for a while, and I've obviously been using my voice.
I mean, that's fair.
And then we just had we just played our set 3 times.
In a yeah.
Did you want more water while I'm up?
Yeah. Might as well. I'm actually going to use a bathroom break.
Okay. Do I have a BRB screen?
You have a be there soon.
Scroll down and see if I have a BRB screen.
Nope.
No? I'll just do the be there soon then.
All right. We are going to take a short break. We will be back.
There you go. And then mute them. Yeah. Yeah. Real streamer. Biggest deal to me. But I have a cat and I care about her very, very much. My baby. Child. What are you up to? Besides destroying that chair. What? Keep looking at the ceiling like there's shit up there. Brian got his pedals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yep, he did. Because here it is, my new setup with my offset pedal, double bass pedal. I was able to slide everything over to the left so I wasn't reaching as far to hit my China and four tom. I love how it feels. Also, I switched over my lag.
Now we've got simple sleeves to silver to add some nice sparkle to the sun. Added my simple staff back as well, so I can use it for my show with Debris Band next month for a few parts. Under Fire also just had a sweaty rehearsal. They say that you can fit, I think, a full raccoon up your ass. Two raccoons up your ass. Oh yeah, there's that'll. Yeah. That's interesting. I don't know why I went first. You have to go first.
And we have returned.
Hey, we're back. No, we're not. Now we're back.
And we have returned. And it is Zoomy's time.
It is Zoomy time in the Alley household. Well, I guess the Alley kingdom.
Yeah, it's more of a kingdom. Queendom.
I think even if it is a queen, I think it...
Yeah, it's still a kingdom.
It's still a kingdom. The Alley parliament.
No, that's Congress.
No, damn it. Alley country. Don't judge me. I like charcuterie.
You're fine.
Boo.
I don't know who the band is, so you're going to have to sell it.
Silver Tongue.
I guess it's my cue.
Well, I mean, either way.